Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. Any day now, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will decide whether to sign a bill that weakens the state auditor's access to certain information. As part of his 99-county tour, Auditor Rob Sand has been raising the alarm. Zachary Oren-Smith reports.
Sand was in Cedar Rapids Tuesday, raising his concern that the governor was going to sign a bill and his passage would go unnoticed ahead of the holiday weekend. Under the bill, the auditor's subpoena power would be weakened, relying on cooperation from agencies being audited. Courts currently resolve disagreements in an audit. But under the new law, the auditor would appeal to a new board. It would be made up of a member from the auditor's office, another from the audited agency, and a third appointed by the governor.
When you give people in positions of power and trust the ability to hide corruption and waste that happens, that they're responsible for, some of them are going to take you up on it. And that's what this bill does, bottom line.
Sand says if signed, audits would be released with disclaimers or qualifiers based on the information made available by state agencies. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
An investigation by the Illinois Attorney General found the Catholic Church in Illinois did not report hundreds of priests and other clergy members credibly accused of sexual abuse. Cameron Cutinello reports.
The church in Illinois had listed 103 clergy credibly accused of abuse, but the report names more than 450. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says almost 2,000 children were abused during the nearly 70-year period.
It was the survivors of child sex abuse who gave purpose and drive to this investigation.
Raoul says many cases are outside the statute of limitations, but his office is reviewing them. In Chicago, Cardinal Blaise Supich says the church will continue to cooperate with the Attorney General and review steps to address abuse. I'm Cameron Cutinello.
Starting this summer, it will cost more to attend the Eastern Iowa Community Colleges. Monday night, the Board of Trustees approved raising tuition by $8 per credit hour. That means students will pay $195 per credit hour for classes at Scott, Muscatine, and Clinton Community Colleges. The company hired to administer Iowa's new Education Savings Account program held its first online training session on Tuesday for parents to learn how to receive state funding to help pay private school tuition. Grant Gerlach has more on the application process.
In the program's first year, the state will provide around $7,600 for each student with an ESA. The application for that funding will be all online. The New York-based company Odyssey has a website where parents will give their Social Security number or tax ID. Odyssey will use that information to confirm their address and income on their state tax return through a data connection with the Iowa Department of Revenue. Odyssey CEO Joseph Connor said families that have moved or did not file a tax return will be asked to upload other documents to show they're eligible. Applications for ESAs start May 31st and end June 30th. More Zoom webinars about the process are planned over the next 2 weeks, including one session in Spanish on Friday at noon. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Your WVIK weather for today, sunny with a high in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with low temps near 50. Currently on the Augustana campus, it's 56 degrees and fair. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. It's Wednesday, May 24th. I'm Tracy Singleton. Thank you for listening, and thank you for making us your choice for news in the Quad Cities. Good morning.